But I have to welcome back a legal scholar, Mitch Langberg, partner at Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, to go over this lottery story and then Jerry Sandusky. Mitch, how are you?
Great, Andy. Great. Thank you.
Good, good, good. I love your enthusiasm today. Now, Mitch, there's a fascinating story out of Greenwich, Connecticut, which is an area where wealthy hedge fund people live. They work in New York and they go back to Greenwich. And three money men apparently have won this Powerball jackpot, $254 million. Now, I bought 20 tickets for this Powerball thing, and of the 20 tickets, I didn't even get one number on any card. That's my luck. I think that's a statistical improbability. I think doing that is even more difficult than winning the entire lottery. I don't know how I managed to do it, but I do, Mitch. Now, I want to ask you, because these three money men have created a trust, and I want to ask you legally what this means, because there are theories out there that Tim Davidson, he's 57 years old, he bought one ticket, and he essentially claimed the winnings with two of his partners at his financial firm, a guy named Brandon Lakoff and Greg Skidmore, who's actually the grandson of the famous architect, Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, or whatever that firm is. I don't know. I've never built a building, but apparently his grandfather's famous. Okay, so now all these guys are swimming in money, but the question remains, there are a couple scenarios, and I want to get your advice on every scenario. But let's start with this scenario. Let's say Tim Davidson wins. He's the only winner. But he wants two of his buddies to join him and collect this trust. So that way, everybody's not hitting him up with the media attention. And people are, if you win the lottery, people are after you. So he wants to claim it with his buddies. And then he claims it together with the trust. But then let's say he secretly and anonymously does a side legal agreement with his two buddies that says in this trust, he holds 98% of the stock and gets 98% of the distributions, which is the lottery winnings. And then the other guys just get 1% or 2% management fees for being his buddy and for shielding some of this attention. Would that be legal to do?
Well, I've taken a look at the Connecticut lottery rules, and I don't see anything that would prevent him from doing that. So the right to recover a lottery winning is something that you can freely contract to somebody else for anytime that you want. The lottery even recognizes that people can take their winnings in the name of an entity that they create, including a trust. So I don't see why not.
Okay. And what about this theory that these three guys who manage money for wealthy people, one of their clients won the lottery, and he said, look, I want you guys to manage my money. You can collect fees, et cetera. But I don't want to go in front of the press because I don't want, my bankrupt cousin and uncle to ask me or my sister-in-law to ask me for money. So he said, you guys claim the money and do it through a trust of which I'm going to hold 98% of. Would that be legal? Because according to Connecticut law, I think the winner has to declare who they are. So that way people don't feel like, people are cheating with the lottery. This is a public trust. If you're going to take something from the mafia, like a numbers game, you have to make sure that you're on the up and up. So what if a fourth person won this lottery and they created this trust? Would that be legal?
Well, I'm just going to read you what it says, what the lottery says. It says, while most winners claim prizes using their individual names, periodically winners do come forward using other legal entities, like trusts and business partnerships, to claim their prizes. In those instances, the lottery will promote the win using that legal entity's name. So based on what the lottery says themselves, I think it's on the up and up. Now, it could create all sorts of tax issue problems for them. Somebody's going to be, for example, let's keep it simple. Let's say we decide that you're going to do it because you like attention and I don't.
Correct. So that's my thing. I've always had that problem. Go ahead.
You're going to go collect it in your name. Well, suddenly the IRS is going to be interested in the taxes that are for that. And so what are you going to say? No, it's not really my money. Or I'm gifting it to Mitch, and now there's a whole other set of taxes that apply. So these things, if they're not carefully constructed, and I think that's the reason that it's being done in the form of a trust, are going to create other issues. But as far as the lottery rules are concerned, I see nothing that's violated. And this seems like, I watched this press conference that was had and the media all over it. It just seems like typical media that is content empty as opposed to your program. And they're just looking for trying to bust somebody or uncover somebody. And it really has no legal implication.
Mitch, let me tell you something, okay? You have a silver tongue. You have a gift, okay? Williams, Jennings, Bryant, Clarence Darrow, they're nothing compared to you. When you call my program content heavy and the rest of the media content light, I almost have no response except to thank you, and I have a big smile.